Everybody, and welcome back to the next podcast, episode 3 of The Guard. I'm here today with Jake Wyatt, the other crazy motherfucker.
Hello!
And
today, I'm standing outside your window.
You are. It's okay, buddy. We'll take you to the nice home soon.
My mommy said I could be with you today.
Yeah, I got custody every other weekend. Yes! So, I'm going to be going into...
Tacos!
With my friend here, the Balancing Man, and...
D583, The Darkness.
And we hope you guys will enjoy it. Remember, we have our Patreon, our Facebook, all that fun stuff. So if you guys want to get hints and updates and even polls that Jake here has been doing for the next episodes of The Guard and other things, make sure you guys hit that one. So without further ado, let us jump into The Guard, Episode 3.
The audio you are about to hear is from the archives of the GARD. Every file we unveil is true and should be taken with caution. If you or someone you know has an unexplained item or occurrence, be careful. We, the GARD, and always watching and keeping the world as safe and informed as possible.
Description: Balancing Man. Status: in an undisclosed site. Danger level: code red. Location: site: formal site of 299S. Initial report: date 07/19/2021. Time: 3 p.m. A 1930s toy was found during a cleanup operation of the Tacoma, Egypt factory that blew up 15 years ago, randomly. The factory was being cleaned and turned into a new site for the guard to use. The cleaning crew was almost done when one of their members was missing. They found opened office door, and one of their members went in to see what happened. When they didn't come out, the crew members were scared and called the guard. The guard showed up hours later and set up a command post. They interviewed the cleaning crew to find out what happened. They sent in the Badgers, a two-man crew. This is the recording.
Radio check.
Check.
Command, before we enter this facility, can you give us a rundown on what the fuck we're walking into?
We got word from the cleanup crew that two of their people have disappeared and haven't been found. We don't have any idea what you are walking into, so watch your back and stay safe.
Walking in blind, could die, worse, get teleported, and then die there? Oh, this is just fantastic.
Jay, you always worry too much. It's just a chance we'll die or teleport. We got this.
Yeah, we got this. We're the Badgers.
That's the spirit, buddy.
With the weird objects that have been collected in the past few weeks, are these...
Command, we have just made it to the steps, and I'm making our way to the office. Look, Jay, I'm all in for asking questions and stuff, but it's a little yellow object, and, you know, it's in the office, so let's get this fucking continued. Contained.
I agree. Command, the object is a Balancing Man toy. I used to have one. It doesn't look like it would be hard to contain, but we can contain it.
Alright, fine. Alright, let's grab the metal container and you grab the little grabby thing. Command, we got a situation. I don't think anything can touch the toy without disappearing. We're gonna have to lock down this facility.
Dead man and Jake, get out of there! We'll lock the bathroom down and have round-the-clock watch. We need our best scientists to use the tests and see what can be done. Right now, this is the first half of the world we're all talking.
Dr. Grinder? Doctor?
Yeah, sorry, I was reading the report. What's up?
Me and my team have found the grabbing device from the Badgers. It's in a field about 100 yards from here.
And what about the cleanup crew people?
They're close by. We currently are picking a few bodies up.
A few? How many are out there?
About 3.
Where did the third one come from?
We don't know, but it's a half body, and we're running DNA tests to find out it was the bottom half.
Okay. Just get some field units, get it all set up. We'll get started with the first test in a couple of hours.
Yes, sir. First test. Reported at 9 p.m. 07/19/2021.
We sent in Zeph. one of our best rangers, in with an object to see how or why the Balancing Man put people in the field. So we decided to start small with a pen, not to risk any other people, and a pen felt like the best thing to put in this scenario. We sent Zeph in, he had the pen, he stood 5 feet away from the Balancing Man. As instructed, he then tossed it to the object. When the pen touched the object, it started rocking back and forth, making a weird noise, and then the pen was gone. As we waited for the call from our field team, Zeph started acting weird and was walking out of the office, then walking back into the office at least 5 different times, then turned around, started saying Symbala Nectarla Sampara, and walked up to the Balancing Man and touched it. And it started rocking back and forth, making the same weird noise it was before, and then he was just gone. At least part of him was. His arm was left behind. When I called the field agent to tell them about what happened, they said the pen came through just fine and everything, it was going okay. And then I told them to be on the lookout for Zeph as he touched the object and is now in whatever form that the pen was in. They told me it took about 5 minutes for the pen to come through, and I was like, okay, call me back when the pen comes through. As we waited for the phone call, they called me back screaming, just crazy screaming. Now Zeph came flying through like he was shot out of a cannon, landed on his head, made the most sickening sound they've ever heard. All I heard was puking in the background. They said his arm didn't come with. I said, yes, we have it over here. They were concerned with what was going on and told me that they had to take him to the nearest hospital and that he was in critical condition and that they could reattach his arm in time. Right now, he may never be a ranger again. The other 2 people could have survived or had a chance to live if we were able to find them. So after the Zeph incident, we stopped sending in people. Now that we know the object is affecting certain people in a way, or everybody, that makes them touch the object, we decided to send in robots and hope that they work better. And I hope Zeph gets well. I asked for the recording so I can see how the badgers walked out of the room without being affected by the Balancing Man. From what I could see is nothing. Like nothing. They didn't do anything different than Zeph, except for the Balancing Man didn't rock back and forth. So I wonder if the Balancing Man chooses people. I'm not sure yet, but I'm also not sure about the 2 cleaning people as no one saw what happened or why they touched the Balancing Man. Well, we continued with our test and sent in 1 robot. We call him J4M3S with part of the building to see how the object is still in this building and not teleporting it. J4M3S went in the office with a brick from the front wall. J4M3S stopped 5 feet away and extended the brick out while being careful not to touch the Balancing Man with any part of his arm. The Balancing Man did nothing to the brick, so I had an idea of making a containment room out of the office instead of having a round-the-clock watch with the badgers, like we originally planned. I suggest that we just brick up the entire office and have one way in and have J4M3S stand at the door and 1 person to change his batteries and keep him up and running. I'm proposing a meeting with the guard to discuss what we should do about the object because I am out of options. I should look into the words that Zeph was saying. I will talk to the rangers from the first incident with the wire spool, and I will need to get the reports from the aluminum horse incident. I should also look into having an interview with one of the assistants that started saying the words and look at the autopsy of the workers that jumped, including Carl P. Dillinson. He was at the factory when the wire spool exploded. Did he get infected by the wire? Could the explosion be part of why this object is around? Or are the words that were being said the reason this is happening?
07-21-2021, 6 a.m.
Dr. Grinder had requested the autopsy report of the factory's office manager to delve into the perplexing connections between the various incidents immersed in the report for hours. He unearthed a critical detail that demanded immediate attention. Just as he was about to contact the guard, chaos erupted. The alarm blared urgently, sending rangers scrambling towards the site where the balancing man was housed. As they reached the entrance, their eyes fell upon the shredded remains of the once intact robot, J4M3S. The door to the balancing man had been violently torn open, leaving everyone bewildered and uncertain of what transpired. Amidst the confusion, Dr. Grinder said that he was going to send his findings immediately. Simultaneously, the guard received a distressing signal from other site of 11919S, indicating that the aluminum horse had disappeared. With the unfolding crisis escalating, Dr. Grinder, alongside a team of rangers, rushed into the building to ensure the containment of the balancing man, while the guard mobilized resources to address the multiple containment breaches across the sites.
Damn, I have nothing, you, what is your name?
I'm Luke Octaga.
All right, do you have a flashlight?
No, here, doctor. Why are we in the site and the object is unknown when it's known to manipulate humans?
We need to contain this site and make sure the object is still here and try to find who broke in here and stop them. You know, like what you're supposed to be doing. Am I working with a fucking baby?
No, sir. Wait a minute. Hold up. Stop it. Stop moving up there. Hey, you. Put the object back in containment and get on the ground.
Zeph, is that you? How are you even walking around? How are you even at this facility? You were at the hospital. You were in critical condition 2 days ago, and you're literally hanging on for life.
Doctor, we need to leave. If he gets any closer, we're going to be affected by the object. Everyone out!
Everybody back, now! Go! Save the research!
End of live recording. The incident left all 20 of the participants dead, doctors and guard members. The only survivor was Dr. Grinder. After the incident, the autopsy report on Carl D. Dillinson was found. This is the recording.
Hello, Mr. Fox. I have info about the Carl D. Dillinson autopsy.
And what did you find?
I found that the reports say he had a piece of wire embedded in his head, which looks to have caused him to go insane.
Is that what caused him and the others to jump off the building?
No, I don't think he jumped. With where this wire was said to be located, he had to be in significant pain, but the interview he did had no indication about that. I am assuming after the interview he went to a doctor to get help. I asked for the doctor that was said to help Carl with said pain, but the doctor doesn't exist.
So you're telling me that Carl D. Dillinson was murdered. Did he have information about the wire? We need to figure out why this is happening. We are still looking into the aluminum horse. We have to get this under control, Dr. Grant.
Yes, I'm still working on it. I will give you everything I have later on as to what actually happened to Carl.
Good.
We're going to have to end this conversation.
End recording for the Balancing Man. Abnormality name. D-5-854, The Darkness. Location, 2354W. Danger level, yellow. Reports, 1. Guard tests, 2. Abnormality is a tall, 7-foot male. Anyone who has seen him or refers to him calls him the Shadow in the Fedora. The anomaly is thought to be 84 years old based on eyewitness reports going back that far. The anomaly stands in the corner of your eye, never making direct eye contact. Any direct eye contact with anomaly makes them disappear and reappear in another non-direct area of the victim's sight. The anomaly seems to be somewhat intelligent as it chooses who it likes and dislikes. If you are light, it will stand there and nothing will happen other than the anomaly staring at you with white eyes. In reverse, if the anomaly does not like you, the eyes turn red and hallucinations will occur. The hallucinations are intense and non-stop, usually sending the victim into a paranoid and insane state. The anomaly seems to move wherever it wants, but is attached to a single item that the guard has acquired, the fedora of the anomaly. It is in a case on site 2354W, in a 2-inch plexiglass square. Light from an 80-watt light must be shined on the fedora at all times, as it seems to keep the entity at bay. Since the anomaly is attached to the fedora, he is always near, waiting for the chance to take it back. Interview with Miley Pront. Interviewed by Agent Green.
Hello. Testing. 1, 2. Okay, the time is 3:29 p.m. We are in facility 2354W. I'm interviewing Miss Miley Pront? Is that how you say your name, ma'am?
Yes, it's Pront.
Pront? Okay, about the incident that happened on 7/20/21 at 4 a.m. in Tampa, Florida, at their residence on Richmond Street. Hello, Mrs. Pront. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, I guess. Can I ask where I am?
Miss Pront, I can't answer that. I can only say you are safe and that your husband is being taken care of. I would like for you to tell me what happened on July 20th of this year at roughly 4 a.m.
Okay, I guess. I mean, I thought I made it clear to the authorities, but I guess I can go over that night again.
I would appreciate it, and we are the next step above the local authorities, and we have taken an interest in your case and want to help. We just need all the details you have. It will make everything go a lot smoother, ma'am.
All right. Well, that's good to hear, at least. No one ever took me seriously when I was talking to the authorities, and they kept on calling me him, and I just... At least someone is taking it as seriously. Alright, so where do you want me to begin?
How about what led up to the incident at 4 a.m.? What you and your husband were doing, and when you came into contact with the strange man in the hallway. And you're welcome, ma'am. We take everybody's account seriously.
Good. And alright, well... It was about 7 p.m. the night before. Me and my husband were in the living room, relaxing, watching TV. Oh, man, the RuPaul, I tell you.
Ma'am, can you please continue with the story?
Fine. We were talking about the funeral and that we went to on the 19th of the month, and, his grandfather passed away, and he was still upset, but... I was there to comfort him, of course, and as best I could. And about 7:45, we heard a knock at the door, and both of us looked at each other. I mean, it was late, for any visitor and or any package, really, so it took us by surprise. But the husband got off the couch, answered the door, only to come back a few moments later with a box. It had a strange factory symbol on it, I guess you would call it. What was it? I think I remember it was like three tridents-like symbols pointing at each other. I don't know.
Hold on. Can you clarify something for me?
Sure. What?
It didn't seem to raise a lot of red flags with a random delivery at 7:45 p.m. and also a company symbol that was inherently weird. Like, most people would be on the phone with said company to figure out if it's real or not.
I mean, it did, but maybe someone had it shipped in express or something. I mean, we are pretty fucking, you know, well known.
All right, continue, please.
All right. Any for you, sweetie. Well, the husband...
Don't do that, please. I'm strictly business, not pleasure, so continue.
All pleasure, no play makes Jack a dull boy. Well, the husband opened the box, and inside was just a hat, or I guess the right term would be a fedora for the uncultured swine. One that looked like it had been around for some time. I'd say nearly 1900s kind of style, roughness, you know. Me and the husband, we just looked at each other and just confused by what the fuck kind of gift would that be?
Miss Prant, was there anything else in the package? A note, a letter, a return address, anything other than the fedora?
There was a small postcard, but no return address. Just a sentence that read, I think this was for your grandfather, now it's yours, I think is what it said. Oh no, we just shrugged it off and, you know, thinking that it was a gift for someone from the family, thought we would want to remember him by? I mean...
But it wasn't, was it? It had another meaning or motive behind it. Like... Death? Scarce?
Well, after the incident, yes. I would say it so almost like someone was trying to get rid of us.
Who would want to do that?
I don't know. I don't know anyone in the family that doesn't love me and my husband.
No one in the family who resented you or your husband or didn't like the way you were in general that your husband's grandfather passed away of anything?
No, nothing comes to mind. At least that right now, I don't.
Oh,
I mean, Carol did not like me wearing her shoes that one
day. Okay, please, can we just stay on track? We'll come back to this later.
Alright, so a few moments of what the fucks, we laughed, and we put the fedora by the mantle above the fireplace. You know, really good and cozy if you're interested, honey.
Just continue, please.
Alright. We continued the rest of the night pretty regularly. Not the usual. Well, at least until.
Until what, Miss Prontz?
About 10 p.m.
Okay, what the fuck does that have to do with 10 p.m.? Can you please get to the point?
Well, my husband started to say he thought he saw something out the corner of his eye, a shadow figure. I shrugged it off, really, and suggested that he was just sleepy. Well, he agreed, and he said he was going to go to bed, waiting for me. I got up and gave him a hug and said I'd see him upstairs, and as he started to head to the bedroom...
Why didn't you go with him? Like, did you have to go to the bathroom or something? Or did you... Like, what was the reason for not going with him to the bed?
Oh, sweetie, I stayed behind to clean up the mess we made earlier. I mean, and I did. I noticed the shadow in the kitchen. I mean, I tried to look away, but, you know, it shimmied and disappeared, almost like a mirage or image. But I just figured I was tired, too.
So you saw this anomaly, and it wasn't just your husband?
I mean, yes. I saw whatever this was at first. I didn't think much of it, and I did... You know, after the cleaning was done and started going upstairs, he reappeared.
Okay, and where did it appear this time?
Well, I was heading upstairs to head to bed and turn out the light just to see this thing by the fireplace. I stayed still. It was in the corner of my eye and I was still frozen. I saw it look at me with its head twitching. I was getting freaked out.
Can you describe the twitching, please? Like...
It was almost like someone was fast-forwarding and rewinding a tape. It was really weird.
Oh, okay, continue.
Anyway, I was getting freaked out, but I was able to overcome my fear, like the soldier I am, and looked right at it. But once I did, it disappeared. I saw the fedora flop to the floor and decided to look around, and then went to go pick up the fedora.
mistake you regret to this day, am I right?
Well, yes, I really do. Maybe if I didn't pick it up. Maybe if I...
Miss Pratt, please, calm down. It will be all right, I promise. Just take a breath.
I'm calm. No, this is my fault.
Miss Pratt, please calm down. We will have to get restraints in here if you do not calm down.
No, I picked up the damn fedora, and I'm the one who wanted to, not the husband, not Dom, not my fucking husband.
Okay, sedate her.
Don't you fucking touch me. You want details? I'll give you fucking details, black and white. After I picked up that fucking hat, I heard my husband upstairs. When I went to rush and see what the hell is going on with him in the bedroom, I was put in pure fear.
What did you see? We need names. We need you to be details, Miss Pratt. This is life and death. Tell us.
A shadow that was haunting me downstairs. You happy now? You happy? I sound like a fucking maniac. A fucking loony. Just fucking lock me up in the goddamn key. Just take care of my husband, please. Dom, he doesn't deserve this.
Miss Pratt, your husband is already in the best care we have here in the guard. But right now, I need you to stay focused. And please, as detailed as you can be, describe the event. Please, a lot of lives hang on your word right now. A lot. Just take a deep breath. Calm down. Tell us, just try again, okay, please?
Fucking animals. Alright, I'm calm. As long as he's okay.
He is now. Please continue for me.
Where do you want me to start?
When you open the door, how about there?
I got to our bedroom, and when I looked, my husband Dom, he was taking his gun and holding it to the right of his temple. The monster was mimicking him, holding the gun, and when I saw its eyes, it looked at me. It looked for so long, but then just enough to get a small detail.
What did the shadow man with the fedora look like?
The eyes were deep red, and his face was translucent, showing the insides of his face. The bones, the veins fading in and out, his skin went from transparent to translucent. As soon as he caught me looking at him, he smiled and did the motion of his head being shot. It looked at me just for a moment, but then I realized that my husband was about to copy him. So I jumped into the way, so my husband's gun went off and only grazed his face, but not killing him.
And that's when you saw him again, right? The shadow? Was he, like, do you know where he came from this time?
Yes, I saw just for a moment. But he had the old fedora with him and walking away with it in his arms. He looked sad. Really sad. A way that, like, he just lost someone. Close. I can't describe it any other way. Then he vanished along with the hat. I turned to Dom and he was dazed, non-responsive, so I called 911. And then by the time they got there, he was thralling around screaming about things that weren't there. The ambulance said he was hallucinating and that he would have to be sedated. So they did. They couldn't help him. They couldn't help stop the hallucinations. But you can. You can, right?
Yes, Miss Pratt. I believe we can. But for now, I need you to go home. Relax. We will look after your husband and get back to you in a few days on progress. Thank you for all your help.
I can't see him.
I'm afraid not. But rest assured, he is in good hands. The best he can have.
Please, just let me...
Goodbye, Miss Pratt. I will call you in a few days.
Please!
End interview with this note. We are to commence test one with Dom Pratt. In effect, immediately wipe Dom Pratt from all alive files and send a deceased report to the coroner. As of this moment, this never happened. And Miss Pratt, Mr. Pratt died of self-inflicted injuries. Also, note to self, some men look good in a cross dress. End report.
Test 1. Location 2354W. Danger level yellow. Test subject Dom Pratt. Interviewer Agent Green. 07/21/2021. 6 a.m. Test 1.
Okay. Testing. We are all good, right? So here we are. I am Agent Green. I'm here in testing chamber 86 and soon to be in the room with the object in question.
is Dom Pront, husband to the interviewed wife, Miley Pront. The test subject, Dom, has a body cam on and a full noise audio device. The fedora is in the room, and now we just need the test subject. Send him in and start up the equipment.
Oh.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Pront? Can I call you Dom?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, my head.
Dom, I need you to step into the room in front of you, okay? Good, now I need you to stand still. Okay, we are about to turn the lights.
Where am I? What am I doing here? Where's my wife? No. No, no. No, 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 God, please. Why? No, no, please, no.
Dom, get a grip. We are here to help, and the only way is for you to face your fear and interact with the fedora on the other side of the room, okay?
No, please, I can't. I just got him out of my head. Please don't make me do this.
Okay, Dom, let me level with you. Due to the extreme stress this thing put you through, you are going to die soon. Your heart is critical, and as far as we know, someone needs to touch the damn thing to summon it to where the fedora is. We need you so no one else gets hurt by this thing, okay? Be a hero. Come on, people are counting on you. Like, we need you to help us with this by trapping this thing, okay? Come on. Get your fucking pants on.
I'm gonna die?
Yes, I'm sorry, but you were what it wanted, so it's almost a guarantee. It will come back for you, and your heart won't last another day. I'm sorry.
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
I'm disappointed in you, Dom. I didn't think I would have to go this far to get you to touch the damn thing, but here we are.
What are you talking about?
You see, even Miss Pront thinks you're dead. But that can change. We could always reassess the risk of letting her live out her life. And while the guard are good at a lot of things, but none other than making people disappear, if you know what I'm saying.
You fucking monsters.
We catch and secure them. We're not the monsters themselves.
So if I don't, you'll kill her?
Kill? Never. That's too easy. We're not the local government. We just have her touch a hat. Or I hear there's aluminum horse at our other site. Oh, I know. I'll let Miss Pront be a tester for the Balancing Man anomaly.
Fuck you.
Your answer?
Fine. But you keep her away from your twisted, demonic, anomaly shits, you hear?
Yes, yes. I will not use her as an experiment. Half the lights went out. What's happening? I can't see through the glass. What the hell is going on in there? Turn the night vision on and spectral camera. What is happening? Someone tell me now.
You're a persistent one, aren't you?
Who the fuck was that?
The one you wanted. The man. The shadow.
Holy shit, it's sentient?
Quite a fancy way of saying I can understand you.
Tell me, what do you want? What are you here for? Why are you attracted to the hat?
So many questions. So simple answers.
Then tell me!
The man here was able to retrieve something from the hat. A piece of copper. I need all the pieces together, or Mother will be mad.
Copper? What? There was no copper on it, and why the copper? Like, what do you fucking need copper for?
Too many questions. You've already crossed me once with your intrusiveness and consistent shit. It's been a hell tracking down the copper.
The wire. Wait, you don't mean the one from Egypt, do you?
Mother grows more mad. Thanks for the info, Dr. Green.
How do you know my name?
Your real name? I know as well. Your wife, your three kids, out in
End test one. Result of test ended in a deleted audio and video corruption is irreversible. Only Dom Prant was pronounced dead at the scene. The neck was twisted. Reason is that Dom Prant jumped headfirst into the floor and snapped his own neck. It is implied that the anomaly was responsible in the influence of the test subject. Upon further investigation of the fedora, it was noticed that a small decorative tube under the fedora lining was an item the guard investigation unit was determined the size and origin of a missing item. It matches the copper wire found in Egypt code named 3 Trident Copper. It seems to be a link between... End report.
Where are we on the aluminum horse?
We're still looking, sir.
Great. Copper wire location?
We do not know if that has been breached or not. We still are trying to reach the site.
This is one huge mess.
There's a phone call from a Dr. Grinder. He kept screaming that it's urgent and something about the balancing man was breached or something. I'm not entirely sure. He was really frantic and needed to talk to you.
Fucking figures. Never test a fucking... Give me the damn phone.
Alright, thank you all for coming to this week's podcast. I'm Richard Schneider, and with me is Jake Wyatt. I just wanted to thank you all for your support and your input on The Guard, and just give you a small update on when our next one is going to be coming out. It takes a while for us to write these down, and it also takes a while for us to edit it, especially with the effects and continuing the story the way it is. So our next episode is going to be a little bit before it comes out, and I ask you all to just... You know, hang in there with us. Be patient. Keep you know, your ears out and eyes out for anything that says the next episode will be out. We're gonna try and get another one out in like a week or two. Like I said, it's gonna be a little bit before we can get things really rolling with this. So I just want to make sure you guys know that, and remind you guys to check out our Patreon, check out our Facebook, our YouTube, all that for different things coming out, and especially with the Facebook, because the Facebook and the Twitters are where we're going to be asking you guys for your input on what we should do next for the podcast. All right, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.